Welcome to the Expedition Marriage Podcast. We're so glad you're here. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jamie Bailey, and we're Christian counselors and marriage coaches.
We're here to help you put God in the center of your marriage by sharing some solid biblical truth, along with some practical marriage tips.
So no matter where you're at in your marriage, start getting excited, because we're here to help you.
Enjoy the journey. We just want to thank you for joining us on another episode. This is a special episode. We are talking about a trending topic right now. So we're going to interrupt our normally scheduled program
for this hot topic alert.
Because what's going on? Bill and Melinda Gates, they're having a pending divorce. Mm-hmm. And that's really brought to light this divorce trend called the gray divorce. And what the gray divorce is, it's people who are 50 years old and older getting divorced, which mm-hmm. in of itself isn't a fantastically, you know, weird thing, except the number of divorces of people who are 50 and older has doubled since 1990.
Right. And divorce is not one of the things we want trending.
No.
That's not okay. And so I want to jump in here real quick and clarify, I'm a little fired up about this because I feel like, you know, we already know the enemy comes after marriages.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a specific area he's targeting, and I ain't having it. Mm-mm. You know, that is not what we're about here. We are about fighting for your marriages. Yeah. And so what you may hear from at least my side of it, my husband's a little more calm than I am, you know, is some passion.
Yes.
Because we're going to stand in the gap when we know we have an enemy coming after your marriage. Mm-hmm. That's not okay with us. But I also want to clarify, the last thing we ever want to do around here is breed shame.
No.
We understand that there are some marriages that have been that are 50 and older mm-hmm. couples, and they are struggling, yeah. and they are hurting, and they are broken, and they are feeling hopeless. We have hope and encouragement for you all the time. And if that's you, reach out to us. But this podcast isn't specifically for you. This is about something different. It is about that gray divorce trend, which is very different. And so although you're in that category, we don't ever want you to hear shame Mm-mm. or anything like that from us. So that's not what we're about.
Right. For anybody who's gotten a divorce. So this is not mm-hmm. to shame anybody who's gotten a divorce, even if you're out of that category, because
right.
we understand there's circumstances and situations that might be out of people's control. We also understand that there are mistakes that have been made. Mm-hmm. And if we could redo things, we would. But
right.
here we are now.
Right. And here's what, you know, what's common, what we know you hear us talk about a lot is those mediocre marriages. And a lot of couples tolerate a mediocre marriage. And what happens when you do that over time, you drift apart.
Yep.
A lot of apathy takes place and you drift apart. But that's not what this gray divorce trend is about. What that is now, although the drifting apart still happens.
Yeah, it probably contributes.
Yes, this new trend, it's causing people to deliberately choose divorce all in the name of reinventing themselves. Mm. They're trying to regain happiness. They're trying to be fulfilled. And we've got this message in society that's be whatever you want. Have it all. You can have everything. Be happy, girl. You know, go after your happiness. You know, do you, boo. You know, that whole, you know, mantra of it's all about you. But no, that cannot be the goal. And it is not all about you. That when you got married, that is not what you signed up for.
No, two becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hey, let's get together for the rest of our lives, and we're going to make something great from this, even if we're going to have to come across a lot of rough patches along the way.
Yeah.
Because that's actually even what makes it better on the
yes.
other side, that we've overcome, that we do know each other, our strengths and weaknesses and mm-hmm. our peculiarities and,
yes.
and all those
well,
things.
And that's the thing. I can think of some of, and I don't mean to throw you under the bus, honey, but I'm about to.
Sorry.
You know, we all have annoying traits as spouses. You're not the fastest person in the world.
No.
You take your time to do things.
I'm
you
thoughtful,
eat slowly. You
thorough.
Move slowly. Like, yes, whatever. And that is an annoying trait to me. But it also gives me a gift. It teaches me patience.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches me empathy. It teaches me to slow down. Mm-hmm. There are gifts we have for one another, and all those little annoying traits or peculiarities, things like that. But what this trend tells us is, why put up with all of those annoying traits if you don't have to?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. Maybe you can go find somebody who doesn't move so slowly. Maybe you can find somebody who doesn't chew his food so loudly, who doesn't start a fight with everything, whatever it is. But that's not what marriage is about.
No. And here's the ironic part about this, and about an article that we read about the Gateses, is this idea of, hey, I'm going to not only reinvent myself, but I'm going to be happier, and I'm going to, mm-hmm. you know, be able to have all this stuff that I don't have, which is a lie.
Right.
But a study from December 2005 actually finds divorce leaves a lasting effect on satisfaction levels. So it mm-hmm. actually, satisfaction levels drop immediately as we approach divorce. So mm-hmm. not even after we get divorced, before we even get divorced, our satisfaction levels drop immediately. And then they rebound over time, but they never come back to the same levels.
Yeah. And I mean, isn't it true that married people statistically are happier?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That is one of those ironic things about this whole thing. Married people are statistically happier than single mm-hmm. people. They live longer than single people. And we just even learned the other week that just by saying good morning to each other daily can add up to 5 years of your life.
Yes. Yes, that's crazy. And the difference here, when we, you know, back in the day, you know, for many of us, when we got married, we would look at marriage as a lifelong story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the story with the happily ever after. You know, it is the Disney story, and Disney gets a lot of flack for that. And by no means is marriage a fairy tale, but we viewed it as such.
Right.
You get married, it's for life, it's forever. There's a happily ever after in it. It's the book. But now how marriage is being viewed is by chapter by chapter. And you know what? Well, now I'm in this chapter of my life. I'm no longer working, maybe. We're retired, and it's going to look different. And the focus starts going inward, and it's more about what can I achieve?
Right.
What can I get? And the focus is about me and what I deserve and what I want. And we just set marriage to the wayside, and we start going inward.
Yeah, instead of being our book together that mm-hmm. we're writing together, somehow those individual chapters now become, well, the chapters of my life. The chapter,
right.
This chapter in my life that I happen to also be married, that I also, mm-hmm. also happen to have children. You know, this is where I'm, what I'm doing in my life, versus going, well, this is what we're doing.
Right.
And this could be part of what I'm doing as, you know, we're moving forward as a couple, because I certainly have things I've got to be doing.
Yeah,
I
mean, we don't want to lose our individuality.
Right. We don't always eat. Sometimes I eat.
Right.
I chew my food. I mean, you know, there's so don't hear what we're not saying, but there is a bigger picture
mm-hmm.
that we're a part of. And that's why I don't understand. Why can't I go out and maybe find a new career, but we can do it together?
Right.
You could go and find a new hobby and a new interest, but we could still stay together.
Right, right. And we're going to talk about more of that in detail.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening now is men and women, they also tend to divorce for different reasons.
Yeah.
And what they have found that goes on in a man's life, there is that very real stage of midlife crisis
mm-hmm.
where men feel like, I'm losing my youth. They feel less desired. They feel a little bit more like they're failing at life.
Yeah, I missed out somewhere along the way.
Yes, and they tend to fall out of love, and they get caught up in what they're missing, and they often tend to seek out younger women.
Mm-hmm. FOMO.
Yeah, whether it's before the divorce in the case of adultery or after, they're trying to feel young again. And then you've got women who are now entering their 50s and 60s going, you know what? I feel young. We're living longer nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 50, 60-year-old woman is feeling vibrant. They're coming into themselves, and they're maybe married with a man who feels less energetic and who doesn't want to necessarily grow with them. And now you've got the wife who wants to experience more, and either assumes or knows that her husband isn't going to come along with her. And so it becomes, I got to cut loose in order for me to grow. And that is not true at all.
No, It's just the whole thing's just riddled with lies that people are believing that they're mm-hmm. buying into left and right. We are doing things called fortune telling, which we're yeah. telling ourselves, okay, this is how it's going to be in the future. And so, you know, or we're mind reading, well, this is how they think. And so mm-hmm. there's no reason for me to approach that. All of these are just really negative things that we should just throw out of our relationships.
Right. And speaking of lies, here's a big one. Mm-hmm. Divorce won't affect my adult children.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
one. My children are grown. So now I have the freedom to get divorced. Calling crap on it.
Oh, yeah.
Calling that out because it is not true. And what we know is that if you get divorced and you have children in college, all of a sudden they have extra anxiety and depression. They worry about financial support. They worry about if my parents can afford my college anymore. Parents are usually contributing. Mm-hmm. That gets divided up. And now they can't focus on their studies because they're stressed out, worried about their parents.
Sure.
If yeah. they're adult and grown, then they have, you know, issues with family visits now change. Their mm-hmm. holidays get worse. And now they have to be emotional supports for their parents.
Sure, yeah. Now, well, you know, dad's all alone now. We got to take care mm-hmm. of him. Or mom, you know, we just can't let her have to be do this by herself.
Yes. And they get worried about, like, you know, potentially some reckless behaviors with their parents.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, you know who gets catfished online?
Mm-hmm.
It's our older people.
Yeah.
It's our older, single, lonely people. Research is showing that our adult children of divorce are worrying about those things.
Yeah.
And here's some of these side effects that research, these are studied things in adult children who come from divorce. What it's showing is majority of them are shocked.
Mm-hmm.
They are shocked. They are hit upside the head with grief and loss.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever had to grieve, but it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to go through. They develop trust issues.
Sure.
They begin to lose faith in marriage.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you know what? If you all can't stick it together after 25, 30 years, 35 years, mm-hmm. then what's my chance?
Right. And that's where that effect we talked about on...
Yeah, the sleeper effect. And that was a couple episodes ago. We'll put that in the show notes. But this trust issues come up after a while. They're losing faith in marriages and they question their entire life as a lie.
Right, because everything, they were anchored down. We mm-hmm. don't realize that our children are anchored down in our family. We're mm-hmm. the home base for them. We're the security. That doesn't change just because they grow up and move on.
Sure. Well, I mean, think about it. The marriage is supposed to be a representation of Christ and his church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why it's a big deal to God. So, you know, if you break that up, I mean, it's kind of like a father who wasn't very loving and wasn't very giving. Well, what's our image of God?
Right.
Well,
right.
This does the same thing to our image of marriage.
Right. And so our adult children, they're affected differently
mm-hmm.
than younger children, but it's equally devastating.
Yeah.
And there's research that shows that. And so we can't deceive ourselves and think that there's no impact, that there's no fallout, no matter when we get divorced.
Mm-mm.
There is a fallout at any point in time. And we need to be honest about that and to trade all of that for the sake of rebranding myself, mm-hmm. making myself brand new, doing something new in my life, and I'm going to go get what I want and what I deserve. At the cost of what?
Right. Well, and even this, there's this lie, this pervasive lie that continues on that says, and I'm going to free my spouse so that way they're able to do the same.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to do them a favor somehow.
Yeah. No, that is the belief. But that's not what's happening.
Mm-mm.
There is no freedom that comes from divorce.
No.
Unless there is an abusive situation, unless there is
right.
a biblical cause from divorce. And even still, divorce still has a fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is not God's plan.
Nope.
It's not his intention. His intention for marriage is it for it to be forever. Things happen in this fallen world.
Oh, yeah.
But that is outside of what God's original design for us is. And so for that reason, we have to know we have an enemy who is coming fast and hard at us, and he's coming at us in all different directions. He will do whatever he can to attack the family, because if he can attack the family, he can break down society.
Oh, yeah.
And we see that happen all the time. And we're not just going to sit here idly by while the enemy is standing there applauding over his scheme and his tactics working.
Yeah.
You know, that is not what we're about here. And we just want to encourage you to do something.
Yeah.
To do something.
Don't play into his hands. Don't be
no.
Don't be played.
No, see that he's coming at you and you are now vulnerable. It's no longer, we've made it this long, so we're safe. Mm-mm. No, he's changed the game. Nope. He's changed the game. He's going, no, you've made it this far. Why not go farther on your own? Look how much more you can have on your own.
Right.
That's not the design. You can grow individually. You can renew yourselves. You can become new people together.
Absolutely.
That is what you signed up for.
You're stronger together.
Yes. And what we want you to do about that, this is something we talk about, is having an all-in marriage.
Yeah.
What the components of that is, there's three of them. Having an all-in marriage is having a marriage that has commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You have commitment in your marriage and you have made a decision, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving forward without you. It's also a marriage that embraces change.
Yeah.
You can grow and change together. This chapter by chapter, you have new chapters all the time. Have them together. Embrace the change.
It's part of the excitement.
Yes, a new leaf is flipping over. It's okay when your kids go to school, when they start driving, when you change careers, change locations, your kids go to college, they get married. They're all new chapters. They're chapters in a book you are writing together.
Yeah.
They are not individual chapters you are learning to deal with on your own. And thirdly, an all-in marriage is one that leaves a legacy.
Mm.
Your marriage, good, bad, or indifferent, is imprinting on the next generation behind you.
Right.
It is up to you to pass down that legacy. And that's on you. And we want you to have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we want to wrap this up with is, if you would be interested in attending an online teaching from us where we talk about how to have an all-in marriage, where we cover those three things of having commitment, embracing change, and leaving a legacy, we would love to hear from you. Send us a DM over on Instagram or reply in the email that's in our show notes. Send us an email and just say, yes, I'd like to have an all-in marriage. You let us know if you want to participate in something in that, and we will get you the information, because we're standing in the gap.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to stand in this gap and do something about it, because not on our watch will the enemy come after your marriage. And so we would love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, ask us your questions, but specifically let us know if you want to have that all-in marriage, because this isn't about going chapter by chapter. It's about writing an entire story, and that story, we're supposed to enjoy that together.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're all about right here
is enjoying the journey.